Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The center fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting third. The right fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Stigman. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Stigman. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Marv Breeding. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting third. The right fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Walker. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jerry Walker. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Nicholson. Temple reaches second base with a double. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh bunts towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Temple moves to third. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Temple scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Breeding settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt takes first base on ball 4. Busby moves to second. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a line drive towards short. Held reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is called out on strikes. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a pop-up towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen takes first base on ball four. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hansen moves to third. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hansen scores. Nicholson moves to second. It's Indians, 1, Orioles, 1. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0 for 1 in the game. Breeding hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman strikes out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Temple hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0 for 0 in the game. Keogh hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 1 in the game. Dropo takes first base on ball 4. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 1 in the game. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona is hit by the pitch. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Power moves to second. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held hits a fly ball into right field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nicholson. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Power scores. Romano moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman is 0 for 1 in the game. Stigman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Romano scores. Phillips scores. It's 4-1, Indians. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nicholson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-for-1 in the game. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Francona strikes out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-2 in the game. Power hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nicholson. Power reaches second base with a double. Keene moves to third. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0-for-2 in the game. Breeding takes first base on ball 4. Walker moves to second. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Walker moves to third. Breeding moves to second. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walker scores. Breeding scores. It's 4-3, Indians. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brandt strikes out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. he's got one RBI. Phillips hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Stigman takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-2 in the game. Triandos hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hansen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nicholson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0-for-2 in the game. Keough hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Breeding settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Keene strikes out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Francona strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile pinch hits for Jerry Walker. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile strikes out. One out. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Breeding hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Power hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Power. The throw from Triandos and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Romano strikes out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-3 in the game. Held hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Power tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-3, Indians. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Brandt hits a fly ball into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Dropeau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropeau is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Dropeau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-3 in the game. Triandos hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Stigman strikes out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Temple strikes out. Two outs. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0-for-3 in the game. Keough hits a line drive into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Gene Woodling pinch hits for Dave Nicholson. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Clint Courtney pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.